This is Isheshe Talks with Ategbe. E ma so pe nikan o si mo gbogbo wa la jo nbe. This is an Ifa quote from an Ifa verse. It says, e ma so pe nikan o si mo gbogbo wa la jo nbe. We shouldn't say other people does not exist. We all coexist. It's like a metaphor, like it's talking about the act of underestimating people. I found that in most cases in life, we humans, we use false standard to measure up people, like people that we expect to help us in life. We always use false standard to measure them up, and it's always, you know, it always make us underestimate the things that are of true value in our life. It makes us underestimate the things that are of true value in our life, and that is why I personally think that the people that would be of help to us in our life, that would impact in our life, are not people that we expect. Because this is the mystery about life. This is what I've noticed about life itself, that most people that would help us in our journey in life are not really people that we expect. Take for example, a college student, once they get to university, they tell you, once I finish university, I would go and get a job. One of them, I know somebody somewhere, will get the job. After I get the job, the following year, I will save money, I'll get my apartment, I will start living my life. If you call that student today and ask that student, how is life treating you? The person is definitely going to have a different story to tell you than what he or she has orchestrated before they finish school. It is the way life is. Life is mystery. Like Yoruba would say, ile aye aditun ile aye. Like life itself is mystery. You can't even understand how these things work. This is why I said, in most cases, there's always mystery behind the people that would actually help us in life, in our journey, during our journey through success in life. The people that would help us, there's a mystery behind it. So it's not always who we think it would be. Life usually takes its course. There's nothing we can do about it. So this is why we must learn to operate with equity. This way, it would control us from underestimating who we should not underestimate. It will try and balance everything. Like, try and don't treat people based on how rich they are or how rich they are not. Treat people based on the fact that they are humans. Treat people based on the fact, based on how, like, you guys communicate, like based on the relationship between you guys. Like, I think that is how we should treat people, based on our relationship as human beings. I personally, I don't treat people, I don't have special treatment for these certain people. I treat people the same. I greet people the same. Like, I feel like this is the best way to live life, because me personally, most of the people that have helped me are not really people that are at the top. They are simple people, people that you wouldn't even know that you get something big from them. Like, it just happens gradually. Like, it doesn't happen at once, because, and this is why we usually use the wrong these wrong things to size up things. We usually use false standard, rather. We usually use false standard to size them up, because when we check their standard, we are like, this person is not going to this person will be able to help me. This person doesn't even look rich, but the help might not be in form of cash. it might not even be, even if it's cash, it might not be something that will happen at once. It might be gradual. He might just give you little and link you up with the person that will give you more. That link up might push you into another link up that will give you more. It's a process. Everything is a process. Nothing just happens at once. So we shouldn't always, I think this is the major problem. We use false standard to size people that would help us up. And in that process, we underestimate people that can actually help us. We must learn to operate with equity and understand that things are not what it seems to be. The people that would help you are not, they don't necessarily have to be people that are shining and glittering. No, They can just be normal and simple people. Don't underestimate them during the process of sizing them up with false standard. I'll see you guys on the next one. Thank you very much, Iriu.